The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 7:05 and a half. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Newly remodeled, same great service, but an expanded, even better walk-in humidor. All this at Tobacco and Brew. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning. A little bit of a cloudy sky today, and that's only going to increase. Well, the sun will peek through from time to time today. The high will be around 76 degrees. Tonight, though, more clouds move in, and rain becomes likely tomorrow with a high of 65. Thursday night continues rainy. Friday, heaviest day for rain. The highs remaining in the low to mid-60s. And the rain will continue right into the weekend. Looking at the longer range forecast, we are going to have precipitation on and off all the way through the weekend. Monday and Tuesday, rain likely as well. So bring it on.
Did you say it was going to start today?
Late tonight. See some rain starting. Right. I'm going to bet it actually won't hit until tomorrow morning.
What would you like to bet? And speaking of weather, Linda is under it. Linda's under the weather this morning. She has just been going full blast for like a month. I mean, 7 days a week, you know, with the things going on here and all the different events that we are entered into in this during the week and in the weekends like this. Oh, she finally caught up with her.
She was looking a little frazzled yesterday. It was.
I tell you what, when you're right in the middle
when the place was exploding in slow motion.
Imploding. So this is, you know what, everybody, I just got to tell everybody about this, you know, this movement. First of all, though, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, family-owned business, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. It just does a great job in supporting the community in so many different ways. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And if you've got a lot of propane and had a little problem paying for it, they've got plans that they can spread those payments out for you too. But so we took all the furniture that had moved out of the offices, right? So they're coming in here and doing the carpeting. And we had them all out in the big office. We had them all out of the small offices. Mm-hmm. And then they came in to do the big office. So we pushed everything back into the small offices. But we had to put it in such a way so the painter could work and texture the walls at the same time. So that everything is, I mean, we've got stuff. You know, Mike's got his offices here, too. So hey, Mike, I need to use your office. He said, just give me enough room to walk by.
Mm-hmm. And that's about what's left.
And, you know, and so we just stuffed everything. We stuffed things back there, the bathroom. I mean, you can close the door of the bathroom, but that's it. If you have to get in anything else, it's a little bit tough. Everything. So then now today, we're taking everything and moving them out of the offices in the studios and pushing them out into the middle again so that the painter can come in and really get to work. And but they haven't finished the floor yet. They still have to come back in and put the wood part up in the front and the back. But it's not until tomorrow. But luckily, I think we're going to have all the flooring done finished up by tomorrow. Probably by noon.
When you and I were growing up, remember the little plastic puzzle with the numbers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're trying to put these things together, and it's working so far. And I've got I've got Jared, who, of course, Jared's one of our producers here.
Yeah.
But then I've got Jennifer's father-in-law coming in and her stepson coming in moving stuff. I said, this is heavy stuff. And she says, yeah, they're ready. They're bringing mm-hmm. dollies. They're bringing all that professional stuff in. Mm-hmm. The other two guys, Jared and Anthony, were like, lifting like that and moving. I'm watching. Don't think you guys can move that. Oh, there it goes. I'm helping on the side. Because sometimes just that little bitty help that I was giving, you know, gets it through the door.
Well, one of the carpet guys and I, bless his heart, and Linda pulling on wires, and I think she pulled something loose. But we had to deadlift because you got a dolly, but there's a hole in the bottom of the rack, and the dolly just vanished neatly into the hole.
Oh, no.
With no net gain.
I went out and got the dolly so we can put it up and move this thing back and forth. Okay.
So we had to deadlift this rack up and over the carpet so they could flip the carpet back down.
I know. And then, so, I mean, this whole thing was not easy. And now, you know what? I can't even see across through the studio because we got so much stuff stacked up in there. Anyway. Yeah. Enough of this whinging, but this is going. This is what's going on here. And Sue, who's doing all of our logs and traffic, her computer's all piled up on the one immovable built-in desk.
There's a pile of computer parts.
I have no idea what she's going to do today. But she said, "Look, I got all the logs done through Friday, and that's all we really need. So, but if we have to add something, we're going to have to add it by hand right here."
Yep.
Which we've done, and we can do that. Anyway, good morning, everybody.
That's old school, baby.
Yeah, we're just enough of this computer stuff. We're just going to write it out and just type it in, you know, right directly into the Phantom. Which you're doing a great job there, buddy. Hey, now, do you think with all this rain coming in that we're 23 feet from the top? We could get into. Do you think we can get into single digits? Probably not. That
USBR policy has been wisely. To maintain a 10-foot headroom buffer on the lake in the in case we have a off-seasonal event, which they have been known to happen well into June, that drops a lot of water suddenly, and they need that headspace to be able to accommodate that runoff. Same with Whiskeytown. Now they're going to start bringing it up probably on Memorial Day weekend. Whiskeytown will come up 10 feet. So if you like camping on those low, flat areas, be mindful of that. we are looking good at this end of the state water-wise. However, the agency that controls, you know, things like water rates and penalties for overuse applies that big hammer statewide. So don't look for your water bills to moderate anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We had actually had a call from the water utility and said, "You're using a lot of water compared to last month." And I went, "Really?" And then, and she said, "Why don't you go out and check for a leak?" So I'm on the phone with her. I go out there. You know how you can check your, you know, if it's moving, if it's moving, you got a leak. It's got a leak. You know, it's a leak thing there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. So we tried to figure it out and figure, oh, you know what? This is when it stopped raining for a while, and I turned on the sprinklers.
Yeah.
And we didn't have the sprinklers on last year at all because, at least all, because it was raining every day. And then we had guests and all that stuff. So Linda did like 25 loads of laundry more than she usually does. And I think that was it. So, but it's nice to know is that if they notice something like that, they're going to give you a call.
Well, yeah. And the water bureaucracies are going to be examining, you know, agencies more and more are sniffing into your life through any means necessary.
Well, that's, you know what? We're gonna take a break here. Are you prepared to talk a little bit about YouTube and Google today, about those things I showed
about,
you?
Yeah.
Okay, but here's something else, too. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happened at YouTube yesterday. And this is not what people think. You know, when I saw the name, and I just saw, because the name is a Persian name. And she's Persian, so it's Iranian. But I think she's been here a long time. You know, so I'm not sure if she was born here or what, but who is the shooter? Najah Agdam was the shooter at YouTube. I'm going to talk about her when we get back.
I think her ancestry in this case may be highly irrelevant.
In this one, it had nothing to do with this. And we've got stuff to give away. We've got things that are going on this weekend. We got tickets to give away for the 14th for that Celtic thing. They've got a mixer going on, Safari Club International. Gosh, there's just so many things going on. I don't know where even to start. But anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank continues to grow in our neighborhoods, I guess you could say, in our city. Their newest branch at 1845 California Street, the extended hours. When you come in there, you're greeted people that know what they're doing. They're professional. They can help you. They can help you with your personal banking, business banking. If you've got they've loaned money that I know of for startups, for businesses. They've helped a lot of businesses here in town. So why don't you head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460.
Wipeout!
Actually, this is Pipeline.
Pipeline,
Dick
Wipeout.
Dick Dale and his screaming guitar.
Yeah, you know, used to see him in all of those Beach Boy movies.
King of
Not
the
Beach
surf
Boys,
guitars.
All those beach movies. He would be playing somewhere in the background there.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's about 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 4th of April, 2018. 55 degrees, going up to 76 today. And if you've got nothing you're doing, and you should always be doing something, but at the Reading Community Guild, no, it used to be the Grange, out there at 4850 Cedars Road, right off of 273, they're having a spaghetti feed fundraiser to benefit the scholarship fund. It's going to be Sunday, April 8th, from 4 to 7 p.m. to eat in or take out, $12 per adult, $5 per child under 12 years of age. Now, the money that they raise goes to two $1,000 scholarships in our community. The other thing, if you're not doing anything Saturday, April the 28th, and you should be with me at the Wind River Event Center for the Safari Club International Reading Regional Chapter's 24th Annual Banquet. This thing is absolutely fabulous. Great, great raffles. You're not going to find better guns anywhere in these raffles. A live auction. They've got African game hunts and photo safaris, fishing trips, duck, goose, and pheasant hunts, elk, red stag, mule deer, and wild boar hunts. They have it all. Auctions and drawings include guns, hunting and outdoor equipment, art, and items for the ladies. It's a great, great time. Give a call to Larry McLeod at 474-5075 or Scott Borg at 221-4650 and sign up for this. And we've got a blank here of this thing you can what do you call these things? Sign up for something like that.
The application?
It's not an entry, but it's a reservation, I guess is what I'm saying, a reservation form here at the studios. And you can actually find these because these are out on the only piece of furniture that has not been moved. It's out when you walk
because
in.
It's bolted. It's glued to the floor.
It's bolted to the floor, and we couldn't get it out, so they worked around it. But this way you can get more, you can sign up for the dinner that night. And trust me, this is really, really a great, great event. And the money goes to helping protecting the freedom to hunt, promoting wildlife conservation worldwide. Okay. This woman that went down to do the shooting, okay, this was, even though she has the Persian name, had nothing to do with it, it appears. She's a vegan, which might have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
And an animal rights activist. I'm not trying to make this funny, really. But she's a vegan bodybuilder. I've never heard of that before, but she is. And she had numerous channels on YouTube. She had them in Farsi. She had them on bodybuilding. She had them on animal cruelty. You know, people would know that cruel to animals because she was really an animal rights activist. And then she was really, really upset with YouTube.
Now, let me work on this Big Mac while you continue.
Yeah. She said YouTube was demonetizing her channels. And I guess they can do that somehow. I'm not sure how they can do that. But they can just kind of like start cutting it off or reducing her time or just cutting her channels off. But she was incredibly angry, according to her father. And she says, I'm going up there. Well, dad calls the police up in Silicon Valley. Says, my daughter's coming up there, and she's really upset. She hates YouTube. Now, he didn't know, or at least they don't think he knew, that she had a gun. It was a pistol. And then she got up there. They found her at 2 o'clock in the morning, asleep in her car. She'd driven 500 miles. Asleep in her car in an area up there in Silicon Valley. Well, either the police that found her didn't know it was her or had not been told, or they just blew it off. It hadn't processed through. They had, like I said, maybe they hadn't even been told yet. But daddy called. And then they called again. Well, and then it happened. She got on the campus there, which is supposed to be a hard campus to get into, but obviously there was an open area, so she walked in, started shooting. She wounded 3 people. Thank God they're all alive.
Mm-hmm.
But
their lives are changed.
And then killed herself. So, of course, this whole thing is, and this is kind of interesting because today we have Zach Jackson on, who is a senior at UPREP, who is one of the organizers of this March for Our Lives. Yeah, you know, that was for the, you know, that the kids, well, kids and adults got into it, but it was the, you know, the teenagers that were in school and well, and younger too. They're saying we need to feel safe in our schools. Well, here's YouTube, which I would think YouTube would have a pretty robust security force. Mm-hmm. And yet the first people there were cops, it appears. Of course, it seemed like she started shooting and then she dropped herself.
Well, you see, in that culture, in that Silicon Valley culture, visible security makes people feel less safe.
Hmm.
Now,
I understand that. Because when we were providing our services, we were in the background, but there was no doubt who we were or what we were doing. Because, one, we looked... We all look like we were doing that. You know, it's kind of like you see people. It's when you could be coming. There was like so many different nationalities. We're all staying in this one hotel. There was no doubt what we did.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were there with your principal going in while they were talking with the civilians, you were there, you know, just very, very quiet in the background. Another couple guys at the doors. You know, you're just there. And it was just, you know, but I understand what they're saying, but it seems to me is that they could have active security in not so obvious. You know, like they're carrying guns and all
right.
You probably have, you know, you could probably have uniformed guys down right at the entrance, but then they should, you know, you could have roving patrols out there that, you know, because it's such a big campus, nobody would know you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt or where, you know, whatever they wear out there, which is anything I think they want, and you're carrying, you know, so.
Yeah. A friend of mine went to Heathrow Airport. and this was back when the IRA was still very active, mm-hmm. and she was utterly freaked out at the sight of the security folks at Heathrow openly carrying their MP5s and all that. It was horrifying. You don't understand the political situation in that part of the world.
Well, there's so many other countries that, you know, like in the Philippines, when we were in one of their really nicer hotels in Manila, on our floor was a guy armed with an automatic weapon. On our floor.
Yeah.
With an automatic weapon, which didn't really make me feel too much better because I wasn't sure who he was.
Yeah, exactly.
But you would see that, and it was just part of it. You go to the bars in Longapo, and those, there'd be guys standing outside with rifles and pistols and just to make sure that everything was quiet in there. So, yeah. And it was quiet. Now, moving on. We've had a couple of cases here that are bothersome to me right here in town. And it goes back again to this AB 109, 47, and 57, and the lack of space in the jails. We had an 81-year-old man yesterday in the parking structure here, and he was this jerk came up, tried to hijack his car, carjack him, and was yelling and screaming at him, "Give me the keys, give me the keys!" And a passerby came by, whacked him. I think knocked him or pushed him to the ground or something. And the guy got up and ran. And then he tried to steal another car, hijack another car, carjack another one. And the driver drove away. Well, the police got him. Well, this guy's got numerous felonies, and he's on probation. So here's this 81-year-old guy. He was probably ready to knock him down and take his stuff. And why did he pick on him? And this is what he said. Because he looked like an easy target.
Yep.
So, now, picture that if that had been a woman, or a slender woman, or a girl. Oh, she looks like an easy target.
Soccer mom loading her baby in the minivan.
There you go. So we have that right down here. We can throw a baseball and hit the parking structure from where we are. All right. Now the other one is that 81-year-old woman that was a victim of that home invasion by these two jerks. I can't even call them jerks. That gives jerks too good a name.
Too much credibility
because these two guys broke into her home, tied her up, beat her with things, and stole credit cards, debit cards, and some cash. Then they went out and they used the credit cards, of course, to gas up their vehicles. And were their faces caught? Yes. They know who they were. They've arrested both of them. And guess what? On probation because, just endless crimes. And there they are out walking the street. This is what we have walking the street. People, it's one thing you want to beat each other up, stab each other down in the camps. That's one thing. Keep it down there. But now you're attacking elderly people who have no way to defend themselves.
The soft targets.
The very soft targets. And there's right here in the parking garage. It makes you kind of wish. This was back in the old West sometimes.
I guarantee that if Gavin freaking Newsom gets his way and suspends all CCWs, which he has threatened to do, and makes open carries already illegal, but he has said he wants to get rid of CCWs. I guarantee that the thugs will be emboldened and
even more than
we'll start looking like London.
Even more. In fact, London has surpassed, as we said earlier this week, New York in murders. That's right. In the murders, it's murdered more people in London than they have in New York. And that is the first time, you ready for this? In 200 years.
Yeah.
The first time in 200 years, more people were murdered in London than they were in New York. How were they killed? Oh, my gosh. Knives. Well, knives and
blunt instruments.
Blunt instruments and all this, but knives seems to be the weapon of choice there. So when you tell me, you're going to be able to prevent crime. No. See, the only way you prevent crime is to take criminals off the street or kill criminals. Make sure they can never do it again. If a criminal is attacking that 81-year-old man, and we have put people through classes that are that age, and they're spry, and they're more than capable of carrying a concealed weapon. If that man had been able to carry a concealed weapon, and he could have used it that day, when the guy's threatening him, taking his car, threatening him, getting ready to hit him, If you had shot him and killed him, there's one less threat on the street.
And I hate to be brutal about it, but there it is.
That's what it is. Is it coming down? Is it coming down, my friends, to it's us or them? And I'm not talking about homeless people on the street. No. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about thugs.
And predators
that are out there that pick on people because they're easy. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, April 20th, from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. That's just welcome. Let's just kick back and like where we're at. I like that. Except,
well, I'm going through the exactly playlist of, like the, of the latest hot music, but I have to screen the stuff before I put it on.
Yeah, we'd be beeping off our bump music. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 4th of April, 2018. It's going to be up to 76 today. It's 55 now. It looks like rain's moving in tonight. It's going to be raining the rest of the week and this weekend. So if you're going to the Sportsman's Expo, that's okay. Why? Because it's inside. you can go there. And if you can go to the Community Guild, and that's okay, because that's inside. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business well over 25 years here, been voted best in the North State. And the reason for that is they provide a very high quality of service. These are the people that come out and work on our heating and cooling systems. You give them a call at 221-2642 or go to their website at homecomfort.org for Alliance Heating and Air. You won't be sorry. Hey, I'm here with Michelle Irvine. If I pronounce that right,
Irvine? Yeah, that's right.
Who is the general manager of the Cascade Theater. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? The Cascade Theater, we've been talking about that lately. And all the things that have been going on down there. Plus the fact that, its location is perfect for this renaissance that's happening down here in Redding. Are you excited about that?
We stay pretty busy. We had a very fun weekend. Monday we did some filming for the Cascade documentary. We had a classic car club down there with all their 50s cars mm-hmm. and people in 50s clothing, and they were filming, just some added footage for the documentary to kind of bring it to life. So we had quite an audience up and down the block there on Market Street. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Well, cool. You haven't been here for a Cool April Nights yet, have you?
Not yet. This will be my first.
Wow. They'll close down streets and everything. The K2 is putting that new building downtown. It's going to be a mixed-use building. There's plans for the parking structure. There's plans for the police station that's behind us here. I've got all these different plans that are happening. You see that as a real favorable impact on the Cascade?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of that is in conjunction with the cultural district, which we're part of, and certainly supporting in any way that we can. I mean, the more active spaces we have downtown, the less vacant storefronts, the less sort of dead zones, where there's nothing happening, the better.
Yeah, I think that what they're talking about, when you get a lot of people downtown, they have a tendency to take over the town. In other words, the people that live here. And so they're out, and it doesn't leave a lot of room then for people that have got maybe nefarious purposes on their mind.
Absolutely.
And we have some of those out there, as we've talked about this morning. So you got some big things happening.
We do. And we actually we're going on sale with a special show. It's for next season, but people can buy tickets now. And if you become a member, you can actually buy this week before it goes on sale to the public on Friday. And that is Joan Baez. She's coming November 7th.
Has she been here before?
I don't think we've had her.
Has Joan Baez
here.
Ever been here before, Bob, that you can remember? I don't think she has.
No.
Well, I tell you what, you talk about somebody that is, she's been known since the 60s.
Yeah.
And she was an activist, but her music is so powerful.
Yeah.
And she has progressed since then. She didn't get stuck in that era. She has gone on from there and has stretched herself, stretched her wings out there. A lot of times you get these 70 bands or 60s bands that come back and they're just what they were in the 1960s and 70s. They've never gone out. They've never grown from there. It's like they've arrested development.
Well, apparently she's got a brand new album out. So they're kind of riding that right now. That's why they rolled out the ticket sales this week to kind of jumpstart our season.
Great. Okay, so if you're a member, now how much does it cost to become a member?
I think $100 gets you to the ability to buy tickets ahead of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you're interested in that, you can. Plus, what it does is, if you become a member of the Cascade Theater, that it helps with the day-to-day operations there.
Mm-hmm.
But it also gives you an opportunity to buy tickets early, before they put them on sale. And with this one, Joan Baez, when is she coming in?
Her show is Wednesday, November 7th.
Okay. November 7th. Wow.
She's been selling out everywhere, and we have had a tremendous amount of interest. And like I said, it hasn't even gone on sale to the public yet. That happens on Friday.
So if you you do two things. One, you can join the Cascade Theater. Is that per person, or is that like for a family, or
that's
how does that work?
Per person.
Per person. Okay, so you join the Cascade Theater, and then you get a chance to get your Joan Baez tickets, which will probably sell out in the first week.
Probably.
It could do that. Okay. And so that's next year. That's November 7th. But we've got some closer things happening.
Yes, the Banff Film Festival is happening on Saturday, April 14th at 7. Apparently, that is quite a big crowd.
It's
That'll
a big
be
thing.
My first time, you know, working that one as well.
That's the outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
That's the outdoor festival, and they have some just astonishing movies that come out of this. From people that are out there, pushing the envelope.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a big thing. This is started, I believe, in Europe. I think. I'm not positive about it, but we've been having this one here for about 6 or 7 years, I believe, the Banff. And it is, if you're looking to see just some wonderful photography, some things that make you go, wow, this is a place to go to. And that's this weekend. Is that right?
It's the 14th.
Oh, the 14th. Okay.
Next
That's
week.
next week. All right. So, again, we just had the Sundaw.
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Oh, it was great.
It was. Is that one, just one day?
Yes.
Okay. It used to be like 2 days, and it got to be so hard for them to keep it, keep everything straight with, and then so many different moving parts on it, and they cut it back to one day. I think was a good idea.
Well, I think they did some stuff maybe over at the Arts Council building, Old City Hall,
mm-hmm.
But it was just one day for us.
Okay. All right. So what else do we have?
Oliver. That's our show. Very, very proud of it. Everybody's been working so hard, and it really looks great. If anybody's seen the After Five magazine that just came out, we've got like the front page, which was very exciting. But Oliver opens April 19th and runs through the 29th. So okay. There's several shows.
And this is our local. So who's directing that one?
Eileen Davis.
Okay. And so this is, how many people on it? Do you have any idea? I mean, they've got a
lots big cast. Of young boys in
yeah.
it,
Oliver. Now, this is a world-famous, award-winning musical.
Mm-hmm.
Broadway, toured all over the world, played in London, of course, on their Broadway equivalent. So, and we do, or you all do, I say we as Reading, we do some really great.
There's some amazing talent here. I was really, really surprised and impressed. We've got some really great people. I know Eileen's been really, really happy with the boys, playing, Fagin's, boys and
yeah.
everything.
From also, too, is somebody was on the show that had moved up here from the Bay Area and was big in theater down there and said that one of the reasons that he moved here was that there was culture here. And culture, when he was talking about, was the theater and other things. And I looked at him and I said, you moved up from the Bay Area because there's culture here? Because, let's face it, the Bay Area's got more venues, let's just say. Maybe they're not more cultural, but they do have more venues. He goes, oh, yeah. He says, no, that was one of the things that really appealed to me, was we had things like, the plays, the local stuff that he could do, but also the Cascade, things going on at the Civic, and other things,
What we have is far more accessible.
Yeah. And he was really sold on it. So kudos to you guys. Yeah.
There's a lot happening for sure.
Okay, now when does that start?
April 19th through the 29th. There's evening shows at 7 and matinees at 2 on the weekends.
Okay. I tell you what, we're going to we'll take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers has, whether it's a short term or a long term, Sharon Clark and her people are there to help. She handpicks every one of the individuals that works for her. They go through background investigations, they're bonded, they are insured. And then Sharon will come to your home for an in-home consultation free. And she will talk with you and come up with the plan that meets what you need to keep your loved one where they're happiest, in the home. So whether it's, like I said, whether it's short term for, say, surgery or something, or long term, whether it's 2 hours or 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, talk to Home Helpers. Talk to Sharon Clark. Give her a call at 226-8350 or check out her website at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back with Michelle Irvine, General Manager of the Cascade Theater.
I drive a million miles
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I receive more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Well, I tell you what, we're doing country today. Is that it?
Actually, this is Imagine Dragons. Now, I'd like to see these guys come to town.
Imagine Dragons. You know, somebody was talking about that group the other day.
They really built their following up via YouTube and social media rather than going through the record label route.
Uh-huh.
They had collaborations with Lindsey Stirling, with Pentatonix.
Okay.
But they have really become a force, and now they have a number one album.
Well, you know what? And they're still growing. Well, guess who just wrote that one down? Yeah, good for you. We're here with Michelle Irvine, who's the general manager of the Cascade Theater. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. Like I said, we're here with Michelle Irvine, who's the general manager of the Cascade Theater. Now, Michelle, before we get back, and I know we've got some more things happening here, but you moved here.
Yes.
From North Carolina, and which is kind of, that's a long way.
It's a long way, and it's very different from very California. Different.
What part of North Carolina?
Durham.
Oh, North Durham. Carolina. Well, Durham's kind of that's a very much of a city atmosphere there, isn't it? I mean, you've got Raleigh-Durham, you've got three universities right around there and all that.
It is. It's a pretty progressive area.
Uh-huh. Progressive. Yeah, well, it is, because anytime you've got that many universities around there, and then you drive 50 miles away and you're out in, or even less than that, and you're out in farmlands,
mm-hmm.
where people are still raising tobacco. tobacco and all this. It was the it's the center of the bright leaf tobacco industry is right there in North Carolina, which is itself probably those farms have gotten a lot smaller since I lived there. But you like Redding, obviously.
I do. I was last weekend down in the Stockton, Sacramento area where I was born and raised, and it has changed a lot. It felt kind of weird to be there. I hadn't been there in probably more than 10 years. But while I was there, I kept thinking, I can't wait to get back to Ready.
Well, yeah, Sacramento, Stockton. Yeah, Stockton has had its share of interesting things happening. Well, what do you like most about Ready?
I guess I like the fact that it's not so crowded, for one thing. We were talking about it's accessible in a lot of ways. Everything that's here is accessible to pretty much anybody. People think there's a lot of traffic sometimes, maybe going down Cypress towards like Interstate 5 or something, but you have no idea what traffic really is until you've lived in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah. They talk. Well, you know, when we first moved here, they were working on both bridges at one time. And this is what you should have heard the people on the whinging that was going on. And they were giving out bridge bucks to people. Oh, we're losing business and all this. And the longest I ever waited on the bridge while they were working on it was one traffic light. And people, and I'm looking around at people, and I'm thinking, are they just kidding about this? But now after living here for 10 years, I'm spoiled. We live downtown. If we're going someplace, we're going to the Cascade. I have to be there at 6:30. I leave at 6:25. Because it's, 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's nice.
And parking. You can find parking.
Westbound Placer between 3 and 5.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay. Especially with the sun in your face there. Okay, we've talked about Oliver, which is getting ready to start. And it's a huge production right here from local talent. What else we have going on here?
Stephen Stills and Judy Collins. There are still some good tickets left for that one.
I am surprised that there's tickets left for that one.
Not many.
Yeah, because I think this could be just a really great concert.
I think it's
going to be. Because, first of all, her voice, the things that she's done from country to, I don't know if it's called country, but with the but all the things that she's done. And, it's folk. Yeah, I guess that would be kind of folk. But I've heard her do some that were almost like a country sound. And then, Stephen Stills.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young fame.
That's right. So when are they coming in?
They will be here on Wednesday, May 9th.
Okay. So you've still got a short period of time to buy tickets because you say that most of them are sold out now.
Most. There are still a few.
Okay.
There are still a few.
All right. Well, who's coming after that?
One of your favorites, Weird Al.
Weird Al. Weird Al has caused me to leave the room. I was having flashbacks from combat. He was in there. Okay. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep.
I saw his show last time, and there's no reason for me to believe that it's going to be different this time. But it's just 2 hours, maybe longer, and it doesn't stop. There's no such thing as an intermission.
No.
There are just costume changes. And he's in and out. He's out in the audience doing things that are just hilarious out there. So if you're in the audience, prepare to have yourself become, especially if you're in like the first 10 rows, prepare to come be part of the show that day. Get your SAG card. Because once he starts, he doesn't stop. Have you seen one of his shows before?
I have not seen him live,
Oh, well, watch out. I'd watch out if I was backstage, because you maybe become part of the show. They'll throw a costume on you. And what are those songs he does about the ones from Michael Jackson songs and all these other things?
Oh, he started out doing parody songs just about everything during the 1980s.
He does one about... He's got this costume on. It makes him look like he's like 600 pounds.
Yeah.
He holds
the distinction of being the first artist to perform on accordion on American Top 40 back with Casey Kasem days with Another One Rides the Bus.
Okay. Anyway, Weird Al's coming. And I tell you what, last time it was sold out totally. So I don't know where you're at this time. But
it's getting close, too.
If you're looking for it. Now, I tell you what, here is the perfect seat for this. In the balcony, front row. in the balcony in the front row is a perfect seat because you can see him and you don't have to worry about him climbing across you to get to somebody else.
Those are my favorite seats regardless. You know what, I love it up there.
I think that's really your great seats up there. I like that because there's nobody in front of you and you can kind of like, yeah, this is cool. So, okay. Are we running out? We're running out of time here, but we got some more things happening.
That actually is kind of bringing it to the end of the season.
Okay.
We'll be announcing new season May 31st.
Okay, good. Now, but you have other events that go on there.
Oh, we've got a lot of local groups that use the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Shasta Live has a performance. North State Symphony has something coming up.
I know the veterans want to approach you on an idea for the Veterans Day time of maybe a movie there, you know, who knows which movie it is, but then, you know, in celebration of Veterans Day and getting veterans to come in there and getting somebody to sponsor this so that they can, you know, veterans of all ages can come in and watch a movie. And
we've actually got a live show that has approached us.
Oh, really?
They sort of do like a 1940s music and tribute to all military servicemen. It's done by First in Flight Entertainment, I think, out of North Carolina.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting. Yeah, something like that. Because we have a number of bands around here, but somebody that's set up for that might be interesting to have. And do they hit all the music, or is this the ones kind of like the big bands back in the 40s?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Well, what they sent was very 1940s, but I think that they do several different types of things.
Yeah, because we have, of course, in this county, there's something like 18,000, 19,000 veterans just in this county. And then when you start looking out in Tehama and the ones surrounding us here that would come to events like that, there's a lot of veterans that I think people can reach out to that people don't reach out to, that not realizing how many are in our
community.
That's
what I'm learning, that there are so many. And wait, do you think people would come out in August or something that was, I mean, that group said they're going to be in our area or coming through our area in August. And we're kind of trying to decide, you know, do you think people would come on a Friday or Saturday to something like that in August?
I need to know more about the group. You know, if it was strictly a 40s, you know, I mean, we've got a lot of older veterans around here. But, you know, if they were kind of like expanded out some. So, like, you got music of all the generations. This is something that we thought about was putting together a show that's got, you know, for the military from the 40s, the, you know, 50s, 60s. You know, unfortunately, it's every generation. Unfortunately, it's every generation that's fought. A variety of music like that. It could be, depending on who the group is. I think that the veterans will show up with, if they have something that that's positive. You know, playing Apocalypse Now may not be the movie.
No. But I would definitely want it to be something, you know, positive. I personally, you know, the military is very close to me. I have family members who have served. And my son is currently serving.
Well, your son is a, where's he serving now?
He's a recruiter, actually, right now, down in Sacramento.
Well, how long has he been here?
6 months or so.
Oh, about the same time you showed up.
He got out here right before me. Kind of started me looking back out here.
Well, that's really cool.
Here.
Now, is he which branch is he in?
He's Army. He's a medic with the 82nd Airborne.
Wow. I need to introduce you to Ted Leidy, who was with them and was a recruiter also up here, and very successful recruiter in this area, and retired as a command sergeant major.
Yeah, they handpicked him. Apparently, nobody really likes to recruit, but they pick the ones that they feel can relate to the younger kids.
It's a tough job. They can be the hero 1 month and the goat the next. And, I mean, I've seen that happen.
He's learning that.
Yeah, but once they become the hero in one tour, he's not going to get away from it. They'll bring him back again. Anyway, we're here with Michelle Irvine from the Cascade Theater. She's in the veterans and the military, of course, but also has been doing a great job over there at the Cascade Theater. All these neat things that are happening over there, but check out the website.
Yep, that has the most current information always.
And that is your website is?
Oh, it's www.cascadetheater.org.
There you go. Okay. When we come back after after the news, we're going to have the teenagers that started the March for Our Lives after that terrible tragedy down in Florida. I want to talk to them about what they see, what their vision is for the future.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading the News. Brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says he was forced to propose tariffs on Chinese goods because of past U.S. policies that allowed Beijing to amass an enormous trade surplus with America. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president argues that the status quo cannot continue. He tweets that tariffs on Chinese goods are necessary because the U.S. has a $500 billion a year trade deficit with Beijing and because China steals another $300 billion in intellectual property. Responding to fears that the two countries are on the brink, the president claims we are not in a trade war with China.
China has announced duties on U.S. goods, sparking fears of an all-out trade war, correspondent Joe McDonald in Beijing.
China has issued a $50 billion list of U.S. goods, including soybeans and small aircraft, for possible tariff increases in the event that Washington goes ahead with tariff increases of its own on Chinese goods. This dispute stems from U.S. complaints that the Chinese government pressures foreign companies to hand over technology in violation of its market opening commitments.
Trade concerns driving stocks here at home and abroad sharply lower. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said he'd be willing to testify before Congress, and now the date has been set. He'll go before the House Oversight Committee next Wednesday to be grilled about the company's use and protection of user data. Investigators say the woman who opened fire yesterday at YouTube's headquarters south of San Francisco was angry with the company, accusing it of discriminating against her. Three people wounded in the attack before Nassim Odam took her own life. And checking the Wall Street numbers at the moment, the Dow down about 226 points, the NASDAQ off 45, and the S&P 16 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate.
This Easter, in the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal. We're just fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
Have you heard of property tax lien certificates? Robert Kiyosaki and President Trump have written books on this fixed double-digit rate investment. Don't outlive your money. Protect your IRA from volatile markets. Invest in municipal-issued fixed rates. Call Cornerstone, a professional tax lien trading firm. Call 800-222-INFO. 800-222-INFO. That's 800-222-INFO.
Syria tops the agenda as Russian President Putin prepares to meet with the leaders of Iran and Turkey.
In Syria's horribly complex proxy war, outside powers are forming different alliances and allegiances to pursue their own interests. So Turkey, for example, needs the cooperation of Russia and Iran to pursue its military offensive against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. Russia and Iran might possibly support a regime bombardment in Idlib, which is still a rebel pocket near the Turkish border, and they might need to talk to Turkey about that. As Western influence has waned in Syria, they feel that they have filled the void.
The BBC's Mark Lowen. New Zealand's government ordering a recall of 50,000 cars with faulty Takata airbags after saying that a voluntary recall wasn't getting the job done. The move comes after Australia issued a recall for 2.7 million vehicles with defective airbags. News and analysis at townhall.com. A federal agency says, never mind.
The Interior Department is backing down from a plan to impose steep fee increases at popular national parks after widespread opposition from elected officials and the public. The plan would nearly triple entrance fees at 17 of the most popular U.S. parks, including the Grand Canyon, Yosemite, and Yellowstone. While plans are still being finalized, a spokeswoman for Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says officials have, quote, taken the public's suggestions seriously and have amended the plan accordingly. Keith Peters, Washington.
All four crew members died in the crash of a Marine helicopter that went down during a training mission in Southern California yesterday. The copter crashed a few miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. The helicopter was with the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing out of the Miramar Air Station in San Diego. Authorities say the cause of the crash is under investigation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading, including, of course, right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 4th of April, 2018. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Newly remodeled, same great service. The walk-in humidor has gotten larger and, if possible, even better. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What's the weather look like, Bob?
Catch those glimpses of the sun while you can. We will see a high of 76 today. Wind south-southwest, about 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight, low around 53. Clouds start moving in earnest, and rain likely tomorrow morning with a high near 65. The rain will be off and on over the next several days. We could see rain heavy at times on Friday night and into the weekend. A partial clearing as we go from Sunday into Monday, then more stuff moving in on the long-range forecast with rain likely again on Tuesday. So the lake is getting up pretty good, 23 feet now from the very top of the dam. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Veteran-owned business down in Anderson, a family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793.
57 right now, by the way.
It's 57 degrees right now, going up to 76. Hey, on the line is Susan Eastman, First Vice President for Investments for Wells Fargo Advisors. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the red due to the war on trade tariffs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 258 points at 23,774. The S&P 500 is down 15 points at 2,598. And the NASDAQ Composite is off 54 points at 6,887. Actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America off 22 cents, trading at 29.37. GE down 13 cents at 13 even, and Ford up a penny, trading $11.16 per share. For local stocks of interest, Costco up $1.17 and at $183.80. Walmart positive 2 cents, trading at $86.82. Target up $1.71 at $71.25. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 2.76%. And over to the commodities, gold is up $2.80 an ounce at $1,338. Silver up 13 cents at $16.37 per ounce. And crude oil off 73 cents, trading at $62 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. Interesting times, huh? I think we lost her then. Okay, Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments at Wells Fargo Advisors. She knows what she's talking about when you're talking about your investments, your portfolios. What about your retirement funds? Have you looked at them lately? Do you need somebody, maybe a fresh set of eyes? How about Susan Eastman? Down at 2705 Park Marina Drive, give them a call at 243-7561. That's Susan Eastman, Wells Fargo Advisors. Hey, I'm quite happy to have my next two guests here. And I love people that get involved. And especially like it when young people get involved in our community and what's going on in the world. We've been pushing for such a long time to have that next group step up and start getting into politics and getting into running our cities. And then now we've got the group two below them that are stepped up and are trying to make a change in what we're doing. And I'm talking about Zach Jackson and Matthew McConnell. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Now you're saying, who are these guys? Well, I mean, but you know about them. You just don't know it yet. We had on February 14th, of course, this terrible tragedy in down in Parkland, Florida, where those 17 students were killed by this. I don't even know what to call them. Deranged. It has to be a deranged individual. And the whole system broke down. It appears on that the whole system broke down, and resulted in a movement that swept the United States. And that's going to be my background in it. And I think everybody has heard about it, but I want to have these two young men here because they're the ones that organized it here in town, and I want to let people know who they are and what drove them to this, or not drove them, but what started this, and then where we're going with this. So, Zach, good morning.
Good morning.
And Matthew again, good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm going to start with you, Zach. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about you first. I want to talk about you two first.
Okay. Well, I am a senior at UPrep, mm-hmm. and I really don't have a political background. Obviously, I'm a student. And this is really my first experience with politics. Mm-hmm. So I really never planned on going into politics. It was never a part of my agenda or my future or my goals. This is just something.
And what is your goals?
Because
you're a senior at a really good school. And, okay, here's, I've got to tell you, is I substituted over mm-hmm. at UPrep mm-hmm. a couple of times and several times and really enjoyed it. But so where do you want to go?
I want to go into earth science.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I collect rocks and minerals. I'm a very big rock nerd.
So when we say earth science, do we mean like geology?
Geology.
Okay.
I want to specialize in mineralogy.
Okay.
Yes.
And what can you do with that?
So I can actually work for the state, with environmental conservation.
All right.
I can also specialize in mineralogy, which would help distinguish minerals for computers, maybe find advances in technology,
I had no idea. When people with geology, you think of geologists as the guys that, you know, that dig. I mean, you know, they know the strata.
Well,
they know the ground.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah, well, but the ones that also find the oil are geologists, too. So, so this is something I haven't heard somebody wanting to be. I want to be in tech, or I want to fly to the moon or something. Okay, what about you, Matthew? Yeah, I want to invent video games, right. What about you, Matthew?
Well, I'm a sophomore at Foothill High School,
uh-huh.
and I haven't had, an actively political background, but I've always been interested in what's going on in the world, and I'm always trying to keep up in politics
mm-hmm.
and make sure that I know what's going on so that if there's something I want to do, then I can go and do it. And I think that's going to help me in the future because I want to be a diplomat when I grow up. So.
Oh, really? Okay, so what kind of studies will you do for that?
You can do just about anything in college because it's not really necessarily based off that. There's a test that you have to pass and then a series of evaluations.
So to get into the diplomatic corps for the United States is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, but there are probably majors and languages you probably want to get into also.
Yeah, I was considering either some sort of social science study or mm-hmm. political science.
Okay. And I would also take a look at what the future is going to be, where we're going to be putting our efforts in, and I'd start learning that language today because that will give you such a big plus up when you're going out there. And, you know, I see these kids. Well, you've got them over there. You're up speaking, what, Mandarin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the School of Arts. One of the teachers said to me one day, she said, there's these four 12-year-old girls who are out there. They're all talking, chatting in Mandarin. And she said, I think they're talking about me. And she said, I have no idea. They're paranoid, aren't they? Anyway, okay, we're here with Zach Johnson and Matthew McConnell, both students, one at UPrep and one at Foothill. And they are the leaders and the ones that pushed this March for Our Lives movement here in the Reading area. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by SST Oil. That's right, SST Oil. Home maintenance is important. Prepare for the next winter and the heaters. Now, April 9th, starting April 9th through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts. Veterans, you get an additional 5% off. SST services Toyotomi and Monitor brand heaters as well as water heaters year-round, but now is the perfect time for spring savings right now at SST. Plus, SST Oil is always looking for some good employees. They're looking for truck drivers right now, and you get a retirement plan from SST Oil that you do not have to pay into. They take care of all of that. It's an employee-owned business, and they take care of their people. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167, SST Oil. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Radio in the studio. It's a KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's about 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Our studio we're in now is like about a third of the size of where we're going to be here, hopefully, at the end of next week. Maybe. Huh, Bob? Huh? Maybe? Maybe?
Well, there are some things that need to be done. During the early process, it's probably going to sound a little like Carlsbad Cavern because we have to do some wall treatments in the after once the paint is dried.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It still hasn't gotten into that. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. It's a great day here. It's 57 degrees, going up to 76. It's not going to rain today. Maybe start tonight, but we're never going to have rain the rest of the week. Well, the report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 here on April the 4th. And I'm sitting here with, I'd like to think of the future of Reading and maybe the world, since one of them wants to get in to be a diplomat, Zach Jackson and Matthew McConnell. Got it this time. Okay. Okay. Now, Zach, you were the driving force behind the March for Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how you got started. What happened?
So, of course, I had heard about the Florida shooting in the news.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, at first it just kind of seemed like another one. And this is kind of
We've said it before. This is something that our generation has kind of grown used to.
You've grown up in this.
Yes.
And this was, this is something that I'm sure if you talk to your parents, or maybe your grandparents at this point, since you're about that age, for me, is we used to go to school with guns in our car because we were hunting.
Yeah.
And nobody ever, was there ever anything like this?
Yeah. I've talked with some of my fellow students, and at the beginning of every school year, one of the most common thoughts is, okay, this is a new classroom. How do I get out? Where do I hide if an intruder comes in with a gun? That's something that's kind of on our mind daily. When we're listening to our teacher and we kind of start to drift off, that's one of the most common thoughts is, what do I do if a man with a gun comes in this room? And so obviously this is something that's kind of been prevalent. It's been a climate that we've grown up in, our generation.
Right.
And so this shooting happened. I thought it was just another one, and we've kind of grown numb to it. So I thought it would fade out in a week. But then the student survivors, they kind of reacted in a way that we haven't seen before. They reacted with more passion and anger and a demand for change.
Well, there's got to be a change.
Yes.
There has to be a change.
Yes.
I mean, now we got to figure out what the change is.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so when you saw that, then what happened?
So I had seen Emma Gonzalez's speech at the rally, and it was very moving, but I thought, you know, where is this going to go? And so I had been on Twitter, and she had posted a video announcement announcing the March for Our Lives. And she said something along the lines of, keep this from happening in your school. March with us and make a change. And so one of the biggest criticisms of our generation is that we're very adept at clicktivism, which is thinking that we're making a change through likes and retweets, when really that's ineffective. It does nothing. And so I tweeted out saying, with the video, and I said, if you're a Reading area student and you want to do more than just like and retweet and make a change, you know, show your support and march with me, and we will try to make that change.
Okay. Now, Matthew, this affected you too. Tell me how, when you saw this happening, when this happened back in the 14th of February.
When I heard about it originally, because my family watches the news a lot, and I'm trying to keep up on the news. And I heard about it happening, and like Zach said, I thought it would fade away. We've grown as a society numb to things like this. But then I was watching the news when they had the interview that the students announced that they would be doing a march on Washington, that they would be looking for sister marches all around the country. And I didn't know how far it would go. I heard about it. My aunt was standing there with me. She had come up to visit us, and she pointed it out because she knew I'd be interested. And she was like, "You should do something about that." So I thought, okay, I want to look into this. I want to do something about this. So I researched any local ones. I was looking for March for Our Lives. I found a single blog post advertising the Reading March for Our Lives. That was the only thing we had so far. And it mentioned Zach's name and his contact info so I could get in contact. And at first I was thinking, Reading, no one's going to show up. It's going to be really small. It's not going to make a difference. So I was like, let's go somewhere else. We'll go to Sacramento or something. But I was encouraged to support my own community. And I thought, that's right, because I have not lived here for super long. I've lived here about 4 years. But this is my community, and I wanted to help support it. So I got in contact with Zach about helping out with about just what it was about and what information I could have. Then someone at my school mentioned the fact that they were on the student committee as well, and I expressed interest in joining, so they told me just talk to Zach. So I did, and I ended up going to one of the meetings.
Zach. It's you're the one, huh? Okay, so you started going to meetings. Okay, now when did these start? One reason I sent him out was I see a police car out in front of the studio through the windows, and I saw the light flash, and I just said, just make sure it was what it was.
It was a motor cop stopping one of those deadly, dangerous cell phone users.
Oh, yeah. they park right across the street, and you can't see him on the motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
He's there for like 3 minutes before somebody drives by with their cell phone on, and he's got him. Okay, so Zach, did you expect to have this much or this much interest in it?
I expected, optimistically, about 20 of my friends to show up, and just kids from UPrep, and we would just have our own little signs, and we just probably walk across Sundell Bridge, 10 minutes, there and done. But I could not even fathom. I couldn't imagine that we would get this much support.
Okay. So when did you know that it was going to start? When did you realize it was building?
When I was getting phone calls from people who I did not know had my phone number, asking from Hayfork, from Bernie, from Tehama County, from Siskiyou County, asking for information on the march. And I said, how did you even hear about the march?
Well, it was, you know, it was out there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't specific. You're right. It was out there. And the, you had a number of adults that you took the lead in it, but they showed up.
Yes.
Would you? Okay. So you had a total of what? 600, 700 people out there?
Our guess is actually around 1,000.
Okay. Yeah. I was just going by the paper. The paper's kind of, you know, they have to take off their shoes when they count. So, okay, so tell us about it. And I wasn't there, and the reason was there was an event that night. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get a chance just to see how big it was. But I could tell that it was pretty good size because it was loading up the parking lot.
Yeah.
At the same night that the Civic had this big event going. So, I mean, the whole place was filled. Mm-hmm. So what happened that evening?
So we gathered around 5:36. We were setting up the amphitheater, and right away, the crowd just exponentially grew, and we did not expect that turnout. We had a taco truck show up that I had gotten one text about but wasn't sure. We had Power 94 show up, which we did not know anything about, which was awesome. And then we were actually asked to do our speeches early because people were wondering what's going on. Why aren't we starting? And we scheduled for 6:30 to start our speeches, but we started them at 6:10 because so many had show up by then. So we gave our
speeches. Where'd you get your sound system? Was it your own sound system? Or
it was actually rented prior that day for a veterans event with Eddie McAllister. He does a veterans service. And so he actually let us borrow it, and then he returned it that night.
Okay, cool. All right. So you also know all these people are there, 600, 700, 800, 900 people.
Yeah.
Crowded in there. It was, and like you said, you were totally surprised at that point. Yes. What about you? What about you, Matthew?
It was really shocking because I knew that I was going to give a speech later, and I really enjoy public speaking, but it was just the thought that this many people in Redding, California came out to support us and to, like, support the students of Parkland, and people all over the world joined us as well. There were over 800 sister marches.
Well, I hope you realize that this has been we stream this all over the world, and that you're going to have access after this is over, that you can take this and share it with your friends and family and all that. Our show, that is. So if it was your first experience with something like this. Mm-hmm. Was it life-changing?
Absolutely, yeah.
It was really exciting, the fact that I could say something to a large group of people, and they heard what I was saying, and then I was saying the same things that people all over the world were saying, and that they were like, we're all supporting each other. That's really mind-blowing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to take an early break because I want to talk about what your goals are in this and a few other things. You know, what your goals are, what the goals of this is. Like I said, I so much agree with you that we need to make some changes here and to keep our students safe. We may all disagree on how to do this, but I think it's just wonderful what you two did. You and all your friends on the committees and out there, I think it's spectacular. And I think it's you should be encouraged to keep this up. And I hope you will. And we might be able to help you with that. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. As you've noticed, things have changed a lot in the last 10 years. And the way Reading looks and the things that are going on in Reading. We have a security firm. It's the largest north of Sacramento. It's started right here in Reading, owned and run right here in Reading by Lance Beck. And he has a program where you can have trained officers at your business or home in less than 10 minutes. You need to ask him about that. Now, the other things North State Security does is they help patrol the river trail. They do the electric plants. They do Colt 45 games. You name it, they're out there. There's more officers from North State Security on the road at any one time than there are police. That's North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. 243-0295. Give them a call. We'll be right back with Zach Jackson and Matthew McConnell.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Never seen you in a dress that color, no. It's a special occasion. Not invited, but I'm glad I made it all. Let me apologize. I'll make up, make up, make up, make up for all those times.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in the, I like to think of the epicenter of renovation down in downtown Reading. We're starting it and we're letting everybody else catch up. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather today. That's where she is today. But we're here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue, another veteran-owned business here in town that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Go in there, sit down, even if you don't need a haircut. Catch up in your Car and Track magazine, and you can watch hockey games on the TV. I don't think I've ever seen Dr. Phil on there. I'm pretty sure I haven't. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Hey, we're here with Zach Jackson and Matthew McConnell, who are Zach was I don't want to use the word instigator. That's not the right word, because that's the wrong word. I'd say the one who initiated the March for Our Lives right here in the Reading area, and then Matthew, who was going to leave town figuring that nobody's going to jump onto it here, heard about Zach and joined it. And the two of them ended up speaking in front of 700,000 to 800,000 people. It can go from 600 to 1,000. It depends on who you listen to. But it's a lot of people out there that were here involved in this. Okay, we've got people in questions, people in line, but I want to ask this question. What's your goal, Zach?
So that's been one of the
more confusing things about the movement.
Mm-hmm.
There are specific legislative demands, such as a ban on bump stocks and high-capacity cartridges, as well as a ban on certain semi-automatic weapons, because they can be altered, such as with a bump stock, to become automatic weapons in nature. We also demand stricter background checks, as well as mental health care, which is something that's sort of been neglected in recent years.
Okay. All right. How about you, Matt? Same thing? Or do you have, I mean, are there others also?
Well, because that's what we're going on as our student committee, as our movement. We're trying to stay unified, and those are the legislative demands that we've determined are most.
Okay. So get rid of bump stocks.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're already talking about that now.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never seen a bump stock. I mean, I've only spent so many years of my life in this. And then the second one was?
Ban on assault weapons.
Oh, a ban on assault weapons.
Yes.
And then better background checks?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then the last one was mental health.
Yes. And then there's also a ban on high-capacity magazines.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, California's got all that.
Yes.
Yes. We're very progressive.
Not the assault weapons.
Yes.
Except... I'm not going to get into the, you know, why it's not really an assault weapon, but it is a weapon that's a semi-automatic weapon with a removable magazine that you can shoot a lot of times. Okay. An assault weapon usually is, and that term is used, it can go to automatic fire. But what you still have, you know, you still have a semi-automatic weapon with a removable magazine that you can pull the trigger a lot. So you want to see a ban on those.
Well, there is the California definition that they've accepted for an assault weapon.
Okay.
Would you like me to read that?
No, I know. Okay, yeah. But it's essentially a flash. Someone's got a flash hider. It's got a grip, a pistol grip on it, a collapsible stock, removable magazine, or any parts thereof.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you don't have the removable stock and you don't have a flash suppressor on it, you can still have a semi-automatic weapon,
mm-hmm.
firearm. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because, I mean, that's what people use for hunting. And I respect the fact that there's people who use hunting a lot. I wanted to hunt when I was younger, no longer really have an interest in it. But I respect that there's people who want to do that and that there's people who rely on that for many reasons. And that's what they use semi-automatic weapons. We're just trying to reduce the amount of weapons that are... that have statistically been seen a lot in mass shootings.
Okay. All right. So you realize that assault weapons were banned at one time.
Yes, they were.
And that there was no change in the statistics.
1994 to 2004, there was the Public Safety and Recreational Firearms mm-hmm. Use Protection Act, which uh-huh. was enacted by Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Mm-hmm. Who is still around.
Absolutely.
80 years later. Okay, I'm sorry. Go on.
During that decade, there were actually 15 mass shootings in America.
Mm-hmm.
From June 2016 to November 2017, there were 555. And that's in 511 days.
Okay, and the definition of mass shooting is?
Three or more people killed in a public area that were not directly targeted by the shooter.
Killed or wounded?
Killed.
Okay. And that's how many since... now, how many of those were used was a... semi-automatic, so floating rifle.
All.
All?
All.
515 shootings.
555.
555, and they were all by rifle?
Yes.
I think you should go back maybe and look at that, because I think that the numbers, most of the people that are shot are with pistols.
In domestic disputes, yes, but in these public shootings.
Gang wars, they're not using pistols. The lady down on YouTube used the shooting at YouTube. Would that be considered a mass shooting?
Yes.
But there's four people. There was three people shot, not killed, and then she killed herself.
Not by the same definition as the statistic, okay. But it would be a mass shooting
right.
in general.
Okay. So I got it. I'm not going to get into that part right now. But we have people on the line. Now, let me remind everybody here, if there isn't a lot of politeness here, then I'm just going to turn you off. Okay? Matthew and Zach are guests in my house today. Okay. Nick.
Hey, was that politeness just for me?
No, that's for anybody that comes on.
I'm just teasing you.
Okay.
I'm wondering, now, it seems to me that maybe you guys' protest is a little bit more directed towards the school shootings, that's what brought you guys out. And I'm wondering if you think just outlawing the weapons you just described, you think that's going to alleviate the school shootings? And then I'm wondering about your opinion about having armed teachers at school to protect you.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
Oh, I'm not done.
Well, I've got other people lined up, too, and we've only got these
Thank
two lines open.
Thank you for letting me ask my question.
You betcha, Nick. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Nick.
Do you think that banning these weapons will stop the school shootings?
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is, what do you think about arming your teachers?
So, like we said, this is a multidimensional issue. We don't think that purely banning the weapons will eliminate the issue. We do have other demands, such as further funding towards mental health care, stricter background checks. But we do believe eliminating access to these weapons will be a good start.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm. So what about arming your teachers?
Well, for arming your teachers, I understand that that can be beneficial in some ways. But that's also, I feel that it increases the danger to the students in the school.
Why?
Because not every teacher is trained to use a firearm. And I understand that people want to train them. But then we have to come to the decision, so who should be armed? Because obviously not every teacher should be armed. Teacher is fit to be armed.
Well, as one of the teachers said that was in the march, I don't want to be armed. Well, mm-hmm. I don't think she should be armed. I think that, well, frankly, for me, I mean, there's teachers, by the way, throughout the United States that are armed in the schools right now. It's just not talked about.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about an armed resource officer at the school?
Well, I understand, yes, because...
As opposed to teachers.
I think that would be a step in the right direction, because if you have armed teachers, then you have, where are they going to keep the guns? Are they going to mm-hmm. keep it in a locked safe? Are they going to keep it in their desk? Then what happens if there's a teacher that's careless and leaves it in a desk, or forgets to lock their desk, or forgets to lock their
and
classroom?
Somebody steals the gun.
Yeah, someone gets a hold of it. Or
how about if it's on them?
If it's on them, I think that also could lead to mishap, like misproper use of the weapon as well. There's people who have had lots of training who still misuse firearms.
Yeah, absolutely. See it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What about an arms community or a resource officer at the schools?
I think if there are trained specialists and security guards that are armed, I think that is sort of, like Matthew said, a step in the right direction. But the fact is, teachers in our country right now are protesting low wages and no funding towards their health care, so who's going to be paying for the guns?
Well, yeah, and then,
I'm taking the teachers off the table.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
and there's been a bill addressing this has been introduced into the California Assembly. It says mm-hmm. every school, both charter and public school, will have a guard at the schools, an armed guard, a community resource officer. What do you think about that?
I think, well, like we said, it's a lot better because, I mean, that's their one job, mm-hmm. which is they're there to protect the students.
They're also trained to interact with students.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
But
that, you know, and I understand about the I teach concealed carry,
mm-hmm.
and I understand this because it's something to be. And I spent a lot of time in my life doing this. I understand it takes a lot of practice. It takes people that you've got to have the right mindset and all this, as we saw down in Parkland, that mm-hmm. even an armed guard there.
Yeah.
Chose not to enter the fight. But up in Maryland, just a couple of weeks later, he did enter the fight and saved who knows how many lives.
Yeah, and I respect that the fact that he saved them, but then there's also, well, because that's not necessarily the only fight we're trying to stop, is they're saying, like, well, he stopped them, but people were still injured. There's still that threat there that there was a shooter in the school.
With a pistol.
Yes, but we're also trying to just prevent that. To begin with, we're trying to prevent us having to deal with that situation after it's already occurred.
Absolutely. So is the only way really to do this is to ban all guns?
That's not what we're trying at all.
Okay. But this is what people are thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just don't want to take that gun. You want to take all the guns. Let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give those young folks a bit of advice, and I would like to commend them on their community service. But I give them something to think about. Guns don't kill people. People kill people, as we've talked about before. By the same token, there's more teenagers, not only teenagers, but people up to 25 that are killed in car accidents. Should we ban the cars? Or stop the children from getting a driver's license until they're after 25? And how about cell phones and texting? Should we stop that? So I'm not trying to convince anybody one way or the other. I just want to give them something to think about.
Okay, Henry. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.
Well, I just want to touch on that car thing, because I've actually talked to a teacher about this, and they brought up that same point about cars kill more people than guns do, which, yes, that's true, but the car industry is one of the most heavily regulated industries we have. It's also, if we see a problem, we try to fix it. We see that there's something that could cause a danger. There's a car that could be severely dangerous to the people around it. They don't let it go through. There's so many things that they go through, and then there's licensed dealers have to sell them. We go through the whole system of getting a driver's license, and the 6 months beforehand you have to practice driving with an adult in the car to as a learning permit. Before that, there's driver's ed.
Yeah, when you're 16, but if you're 21, you can go get your license. You don't have to go through all that.
Yes, but you still have to take the test and the exam.
You have to take a test, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then there's people that, and there's a lot of paperwork to go through. There's people who watch you and see if you're fit to be in a car. Whereas a gun license, you don't have to have license to be able to have a gun.
Let's just say that, Matthew, you go down, you say you're 21 now, and you go down to buy a gun. What do you think happens?
Hopefully there's a background check.
There's a background check, and they run this through the state and the federal authorities. Mm-hmm. They take all your information about it, about your on your driver's license and all these things. They ask you questions like, do you use drugs, use marijuana, any of these. And just using marijuana, which is now legal in California, prevents you from buying a gun in California. So they do that background check on you, which unfortunately that young man down in Florida passed a background check. And nothing was said, even though that people, his own family and people next door neighbors were saying that, you know, he was a wacko. He needed to be seen. So that didn't prevent that. So, okay. I mean.
Then there's also the idea of we want to increase funding for mental health care and try to destigmatize it. And because that's something we've definitely had a problem with in the past is that if we see someone with a mental illness, we just want to, like, lock them up or take them out of our homes. It's really a problem.
I absolutely agree with you. And we spend $170 million in Shasta County on health and mental health. And yet we still have people walking up and down the street here screaming.
Well, that's largely due to stigma in our society.
I think it could be stigma, but it also could be a lack of facilities, lack of places to put people. And people now under the new law says, if I don't want to take my drugs, which makes me able to operate in society, I don't have to. And now we get arrested later on, and which leads to sometimes real tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm with, you know what, I really like you guys being here today. You feeling okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, you don't feel like you're getting beat up or anything, right? Good. That's because we're holding it from, with Zach Jackson from UPREP, a senior at UPREP. That was the, I think he was the guy that got behind us, Marching for Our Lives, and I'm so glad you did. And then Matthew McConnell from Foothill. And who is 15 and a sophomore, and then Zach, you're a senior. How old are you? 17, 18?
17.
Okay. And they got behind this to make a change, and I think that's great. We may not all agree on how the changes can come about, or maybe the changes need to be in a series, a sequence of events. But we'll be right back after these messages.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today, or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
For your listening pleasure, Chicago the Tribute, a group of nine accomplished musicians, a tribute band to the legendary rock and roll band with the horns, Chicago, live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 6th. Chicago the Tribute recreates that great sound with powerful horns, rich vocals, and a rockin' rhythm section. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Whether you are a fan of Chicago from the rockin' 60s or 70s or the powerful ballads from later years, you'll love Chicago the Tribute live at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 6th. A rockin' good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the River.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
All right, that's cool. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We just froze our computer there, which is probably one of the other things that's happening around here with all the other movements, since that's the only computer I think we've got in the office that's working with the move that's going on. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Carl Bott here. 57 degrees, going up to 76 today. And the rain's going to start maybe this evening, but it'll be raining the rest of the week here. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Tomorrow on the show, we've got a guy named by the name of Charles Goodall. And he's written a book about why the United States, you know, people talk about the polarization of the United States. He said this started a long time ago. There's 11 nations in our borders. And that's where it started. It started a long time ago, and it hasn't changed. It's an interesting book. I've read it, and he's going to be on tomorrow to discuss that, along with Connor Sutton, who's going to be talking about the new sports show and many other things that are happening. But right now, today, we've got Zach Jackson from UPrep, a senior at UPrep, and Matthew McConnell from Foothill, who are both very articulate young men, talking about March for Our Lives, and I don't blame them. When I grew up, as we were talking earlier, we had guns in our cars. I mean, because we hunted before or we went afterwards. Nobody ever thought about this. But since you all have gone to school, maybe since you've been born, there's been people getting killed in schools. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that have come up is the aspect of the ones in Columbine. This guy in Parkland, the latest one, the latest school shooter. And they talked about being ostracized in school, bullying in school, as being part of this. And the other thing is a lot of them coming from they didn't have a father figure in the families. You know, they had a number of different things. What's your opinion on that?
So I actually did address this issue in my speech because it has been an argument that's come up a lot, and it is a valid argument. But the fact is, if bullying were the issue of mass shootings, we would see shooters who were women, shooters who were people of color. We would see gay shooters. We would see trans shooters. I've been bullied because I'm gay, and never once have I said, I want to shoot these people. I want to bring a gun to this school and kill these people.
Do you have friends in school?
I do.
Maybe that's it.
There have been times when I haven't had friends, and I have been bullied, and I've been very low. I've been close to suicide, and I never once thought, I want to take it out on these people. A lot of these people who have never even said anything to me. Mm-hmm. This isn't
just going to just start killing people. It's never thought. This never crossed your mind. And I applaud it. I know how tough it is. I mean, I don't know how tough it is, but I have an idea how tough it is. And I applaud the fact that you are, you're not just sitting there. You know, you're moving forward, and you're taking stands. Matthew?
Well, I wanted to bring up, he said that bullying obviously isn't the only issue. Yes, it can further instigate this issue,
mm-hmm.
but then you also have to consider that there were probably other factors. I mean, there's reasons that people ostracize. Obviously, there's the reasons of being in a minority or in a community that people don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some people are just, they have already been violent or have had violent tendencies or have had some sort of mental illness or anger issues, and that can lead to stigmatizing and people not wanting to associate with them because of their behavior. And that can lead to this problem, but I think that bullying can definitely antagonize it, but then I don't think that it's the root cause.
If you see somebody in school, all right, I really want you to be frank with me on this. If you see somebody in school that you are concerned about, you know, maybe they've said something. I mean, there's going to be a number of things, but they've said something. Like the woman that went up to YouTube. There was no doubt in her dad's mind something was going to happen, and he called the cops. But if you see somebody in school, will you report that to somebody if you think that they're going to be violent?
In seventh grade, I actually had a boy who had a class with me, and he was pretty ostracized by our grade. And he would tell me every day that he had guns at his home and that, you know, he wanted to show them to me or other weapons, and that his parents didn't care about him. And so I told my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She talked to the counselor about it. She talked to him, and turns out he didn't have weapons. This was sort of a false alarm. But the fact is that ostracizing does lead to these violent tendencies. Often it's a cry for attention, whether it does result in a mass shooting.
What about it, Matthew? You see, hey, Charles, I don't know if I'm going to get to you today, buddy. I'll try. What do you think about the... do you report somebody if you think there's something going on? Do the teachers talk to you all about if you think somebody is saying things about either hurting themselves or other people?
Yeah, I definitely think that our schools bring it up. Some teachers will point it out, and if they see someone as well, they'll try to talk to them or they'll try to point it out to a counselor. But if I see someone who I believe is going to act violently, I'll typically If it's someone who I am worried about, just maybe they're like a danger to themselves or something, I'll probably try to approach them and try to talk to them. But if I think they're a danger to others, then I probably won't approach them if I think they're a danger to others because they could have violent tendencies, but I'll report it, definitely.
Okay. Now, let me ask, we only got a few minutes left here. The idea of, do you think that violence would come in from within or from without? In other words, a student from UPREP or Foothill, or somebody just coming in?
We have had people walk on campus who were deemed a danger. They were transient, they were homeless, they were drug abusers.
Mm-hmm.
It can be either, and that's kind of the reality. But
I understand. Okay, we got just a couple minutes, so give me your concluding thoughts here.
On
for this time, well, just how you're feeling here at school, and what you thought of your start here.
Well, we are very optimistic towards what's coming ahead. The movement has not lost its momentum at all since the march. We are taking steps to move forward, pass the legislation, get our voices heard, and we're not slowing down.
Okay, Matthew.
I just want to make a quick clarification that. We're not trying to ban guns. We're not trying to take away everyone's guns. That's not our purpose here. So a lot of people seem to think that, and we're trying to get that straight, that that's not our purpose here. We're just trying to make a safer America for everyone through some proper regulations.
And I would like to say this, that during the break we talked about this, and both Matthew and Zach agreed that my M4, I can have my M4.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that have not passed, or that are dangerous out there. And there's ways of finding that out. And so they're not trying to take everybody's guns. And I think that's important for people to know, too. And I appreciate you two being here with us today.
There are some people who simply shouldn't have anything more dangerous than a butter knife.
And, of course, and we've just had the first time that in London surpassed New York in murders. It's the first time in 200 years. And I think the weapon of choice there was knives. Mm-hmm. So it can, it's harder to have a mass killing with knives. But yeah. Okay, hey, thank you so much, and thank you for standing up.
Thank
for
you
what
for
you believe
us.
In.
Thank
no,
you.
I mean, yeah, for standing you. Up for what you believe in. No, this is not the last time we'll have you guys on. I want to talk to you about that. I think it's important that you all have a voice in our community and one that just doesn't die out or only comes out once a year. Did you have other students disagree with you?
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Yes. This is kind of a gun-friendly area up here. So did anybody try to bully you about it?
I've had some people, give me, angry looks or, when we had our walkout as a memorial to the students lost, I've had people shout things at us while they were walking by, but
yeah.
Mostly it stems from misunderstandings and not wanting to communicate, so.
That's a big thing, huh? Communication. Zach Jackson and Matthew McConnell, thank you so much for being here today, guys.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.